So using this solvent is a very good idea. The solvent of forgiveness through Ho'oponopono. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Saying that over and over and over and over and over in a deeply relaxed state, it's very important to extricate ourselves in deep relaxation, consciously awake, so that our physical bodies are pretty much completely asleep and the autonomic nervous system is completely relaxed. As we experience this deep relaxation, I, this point of light, can free myself from the sticky connection with the physical world through the physical body, mainly through the emotions and feelings and psychological states, my awareness and my attitude. I can free myself and journey within to my source, where I can receive a supercharge, and also I can check in with an affirmation and a recognition and a validation of my likeness, my image. I can look in the mirror of myself in a pure mirror, because I am made in the image and likeness of my Creator, my Source, my God. And as I look into that mirror, I become aware, more aware of who I am, what I am. And then I can take that power, that truth, that light, and I can journey to the shores of my soul, to the shores of I, where the land, the I land, begins. I come out of the ocean onto the I land of identity, of myself as a man in the world, or a woman in the world, or a boy or a girl. I come into the experience of myself as a personality, as a person. That place deep down inside me is called my ego, my personality, my ego. And that is a pattern. And that pattern is very important because it's the mold that I, as a light, the living waters of the soul, the light of the soul, the light of God, the love of God, the spirit of life, those living waters will pour into the world through the pattern, through the mold of my ego personality. And understanding that the ego personality, that pattern, that mold, the flowering of that consciousness occurs from a seed, and that that seed is indeed soul. And as I return to the seed point, and with all that purity and innocence, in love and gratitude, with compassion, I can ask for forgiveness and say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for creating this mold. I'm sorry, as an infinite child of the infinite power, as an almighty spark of the great light, as I take that power, the light of life, the power of life, the spirit of life, the power of God, the light of God, the love of God. As I take that and I express with it through my thoughts and words and actions in the world, I conform to a pattern, the pattern of the status quo, the pattern of my ancestral impressioning, the pattern of modern history, the pattern which has been defined for me. And I'm choosing consciously here with my awareness and my attitude to dissolve that through the power of forgiveness in righteousness. Ho'oponopono. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. As I minister to myself there, something wonderful occurs. The light and love of creation, of which I am, that I am, it starts to shine through the personality and the ego in ways that are not dysfunctional, in ways that do not conform to the archetypal pattern of a wounded child, a victim, a prostitute, and the saboteur. No longer am I sabotaging myself and giving my power away and feeling helpless and hopeless and living in fear and ignorance, ignoring my divinity and living arrogantly in a proud way. No longer is any of that occurring. And all of the patterns that are associated with that, or awareness and attitude, those feeling states, those orientations of mind, they all dissolve. And I begin to experience more and more the peace that exists within me, the light that exists within me. And I can experience there the love that exists within me. And I need the love to experience the peace. I need the peace to experience the light. I need the light to experience the love. I need the light to experience the peace.